And foremost, it being 10 past 6, it's time for us to get our social rundown with producer Stefan Lombard. Good morning.
Greetings, how are you?
I'm fantastic. okay, so the awesome thing is, unfortunately, we're not back in studio, but you're sounding very clear from the master bedroom. Talk to us. Are we allowed to say master anymore? Anyway, talk to us. What's trending?
Don't attempt fate, my dear.
Yes.
Look, we like to tackle the big, important issues on this show. And today, that issue on social media is Quality Street, those classic Christmas chocolates. And a great injustice has been uncovered by one Stephen Hull. He said he had a bit of spare time on his hands and audited an unopened Quality Street tin and found that just 4.7% or 4 of the actual chocolates in the tin were the great purple ones, who I think are generally known as the best. Yet a massive 12% is orange.
It's always the orange, and this is the source of a fight, of a family fight at all times. You know, do you remember that ad that said everybody has their favorite?
Mm.
I don't know if you're young enough. If you're older, okay, you're pretending. Okay. Well, there was a Quality Street television ad that said everybody has their favorite, and it actually indicated the green triangle as the favorite in that particular ad. And it tends to be that it's usually the one that's the fewest. I'm so glad somebody didn't audit.
Well, they also found that there were actually only 4 green triangles and caramel cups. So you're absolutely right on that. So, you know, commodities that are valuable are more scarce, right? We are victims of economics here, and let's blame capitalism. I've been doing some digging, and there are other injustices I must bring to light.
Oh, no.
According to Nestle, who makes Quality Street, a single serving, which is usually how they calculate, you know, the carbohydrate and sugar intake for the day, they consider a single serving to be 2 Quality Street, which, come on.
What?
Otherwise, in a South African context, and this I have a problem with, I can't seem to find online any listings for Quality Street tins. In South Africa, for the most part, they seem to come in plastic bags, and that's just not the same, right?
They've gotten a little bit, how do I say, lazy. And this is a capitalist issue. Sorry. I think it costs more to make the tin, right?
And in the UK, they come in plastic tubs, not even tins all the time.
Yes. And remember for example, the Baker's Man can. Oh, you won't even remember that. Oh,
I do.
Sad for you. Oh, you do. Okay.
That one.
So remember that box. I haven't seen that Baker's Man box with the assortment of boxes, of biscuits, for example. I think, mini containers aren't like the old school.
Well, the Baker's Man can because he mixes it with love and he makes the world taste good.
Oh, but you have to sing it, makes the world taste good. And who can bake a biscuit? Oh, sorry, okay, let's focus on the show.
But the internet being the internet, you know, it's just that you never know who's going to see your message. So there's this other meme going around where they show what purports to be tins from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now. And you can see this massive change in size. They just get smaller and smaller. And the woman pipes up here and says, actually, no, I designed this tin, and that came out in 1994. So please don't spread misinformation. And where else would you have that happen within hours of something going viral?
Absolutely. All right. I want to know from everybody else, were you always aware about this absolute scandal of supply of Quality Streets? And what is your favorite? Is it that yellow caramel log? Is it that purple sweet that we were talking about, which has got the Brazil nut in the middle? Is it the green triangle? Or are you a crazy person who likes the orange chocolate? Talk to us. 072-567-1567. Thanks so much for that social rundown, Stefan Lombard.